everyone, and welcome to the Frankensteiner Podcast, Dynamite Smackdown, the most exciting podcast you'll listen to all week. More exciting than the Super Bowl halftime show, and less... I am your host, Steve McCorney, joined as always by April.
Hi.
The J-Lo to my Shakira.
They're not lesbians.
Are we lesbians?
We're married.
The A-Rod to my J-Lo.
They're engaged.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Another exciting week of wrestling. And April, I bet you thought I forgot, but I made a game. It'll be a quick little game for in between the shows.
Okay.
We will start off as we do every week with AEW Dynamite from February 5th.
Who the hell is that, Braun?
It's Britt Baker.
What? From tonight? The one I just watched?
No.
I was about to say, that doesn't even look like her.
That was last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, continue.
After you already said there's no attractive girls in AEW.
I didn't say that.
Sexist.
Right. I'm sexist against my own. I think there's no unique pretty girls. Like, all the girls they have to me that are pretty are like blonde. Like,
well, there's tons of blondes in WWE. I think Chris Statlander is attractive.
Yes, yeah, she is, actually. I feel like she's blonde, though. She's like a dishwater hair.
I think she, like, put, like, streaks in there. But she's an alien.
Wow.
I really like Big Swole.
Big Swole is buff. I just meant, like, I just don't love, like, the blonde, like, I don't know. I don't like that look. And the bunny and that other chick look just the same, so. Let's go.
We start with Inner Circle all coming out, because it's going to be Ortiz versus Jon Moxley. We got Jericho, Sammy, and Jake on commentary. Sammy and Jericho on commentary was fucking aces. It was fantastic. Everyone sings Jericho's theme song when he comes out. God. And then Sammy's like, or Jericho's like, you started that. He's like, I did start that. You're welcome. It's like, so great. Jericho's giving like life advice. Like, don't be nice to anybody.
And he said, let me write that down. Like, he's genuinely taking into consideration what he's saying.
Sammy considers Chris Jericho a father figure. Why wouldn't he?
I actually feel like that's probably a true statement. I mean, Jericho could be his dad. Jericho's old.
Oh my God. But yes.
How old do you think Jericho is?
I think he just turned 50.
And Sammy's like 22.
Yeah.
Literally could be his dad.
Literally. A really good back and forth match between Ortiz and Moxley.
I'm hungry.
April and I discovered the Kana-chan YouTube channel, which is Asuka's YouTube channel, and it is very good. Just a fucking back and forth.
Did you know this?
Did I know what?
The Extreme Rules is going to take place in San Jose, July 19th.
Wow. I did not know that.
Let's go.
Let's go. Back and forth, brawl, really good. Ortiz does, you know, the back scratch spot, bites him at one point. Just go ahead and do that right in the mic. Moxley hits the paradigm shift.
Gets my cup is count. All the way over here. It's so far away.
You know what'll be great though?
What?
Is if we hear that super clear and fucking the whole, like, but when Chase was on.
Like,
he couldn't hear anything he said. Gets a three count. Santana jumps into the ring and attacks Moxley. Moxley paradigm shifts him and then takes the key from the $750,000 car and jabs it right in
his eyeball.
Santana's eyeball. And screams, an eye for an eye. Right. Then we get the match of the night.
Wait, okay. You got to do this in order. It. What would you rate that match, Steve?
It was an A.
It was an A.
Is that what you're rating it, or are you just repeating me?
No, I was for real. I wanted to rate it, but you always skip because you're rude.
I forget. We've only been doing this for like 2 months. And I'm... You know how I get anytime we talk about best friends?
Yeah, excited.
Because the next match is Best Friends with Orange Cassidy versus SCU. Before the match even starts, we get some tomfoolery with Orange Cassidy putting on everyone's ring jacket.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. Best Friends actually had some like matching ring attire this time that you made a note of, like tie-dye.
I did like it. I don't like when people don't match. If they're a team, match.
You would have loved the Steiner brothers because one would wear a black boot on his right foot and a white boot on his left foot, and the other one would wear the crisscross.
That's stupid.
No, it's so cool.
Hopefully they're the same shoe size.
They were brothers, so yes.
That doesn't mean you're the same shoe size. What kind of statement is that?
Me and my brother, same size shoe.
I don't believe
it. He might have a little smaller foot. Good match.
Me and my brother don't have the same shoe size.
Debatable. Let's test it. Which brother?
Older and younger. Right?
See? Now we got to test it.
I know Matt has bigger feet than me.
Josh. Really great match. Best Friends always have A+ matches.
Okay.
Kentucky Gentleman, Chuck Taylor. They did not win, but they should have won. SCU pulled out a victory. We got a hug spot, which is A+. We didn't really get any tomfoolery from Orange Cassidy.
Well, towards the end.
Yeah.
With Dark Order.
Yeah, yeah. But fucking just a great...
Do you think Orange Cassidy is happy?
Oh, I can guarantee you he's happy.
Even though he's like not really wrestling?
Yeah, he makes a bunch of money to go act like a fucking goof. It's a dream.
What if he wants to wrestle?
I think he's still wrestling like on the indies.
Oh.
They can still wrestle as long as it's not televised, I believe.
What about the Japan people?
It's out of the country. So they don't count that. They don't count that as a direct competitor.
Gotcha.
So Orange Cassidy couldn't go wrestle for like Ring of Honor or TNA because it's televised.
WWE? Could he go wrestle for WWE?
I think he could. Would he want to? They would absolutely ruin Orange Cassidy. They would
bury him.
Oh, it would be so bad.
They would make him change his entire gimmick and he would not allow to be, he wouldn't be able to be himself.
No, we saw what they did with Broken Matt Hardy. SCU wins. After the match, Dark Order comes out, attacks everyone, clears the ring. Orange Cassidy gets in. They offer him a mask. Cassidy puts up his hands, puts them in the pockets.
Says no.
And then they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Until Christopher Daniels runs down to Fallen Angel chants. And Dark Order beats feet. They leave. They won't attack. They won't fight.
Yeah, why is that?
They want him to, like, join the group. Hmm. And there's a rumor that he'll... There's multiple rumors. The Exalted One is either Matt Hardy, Luke Harper, or Christopher Daniels.
It's a lot of rumors.
A lot of rumors.
But is the Exalted One out there?
Would no.
Beat up?
No. Hmm. We only hear the Exalted Ones in, like, vignettes and promos and stuff.
But the other two guys aren't out of their contracts yet.
Well, Luke Harper, I think at the beginning of March, he's good to go.
Okay.
And then I think Matt Hardy's around the same time.
Wow.
Wow. What would you grade that match?
Um, Who was it?
Wow. Best Friends.
Oh, okay. It was a B.
It was an A+.
Okay, yeah, yours is biased.
we get a video package with MJF explaining how he's going to whip Cody. And then we get Taz showing up and saying that it's going to be pretty hard for him to watch the lashes. And MJF, you know, is out of control.
Out of control.
We get Britt Baker versus Yuka Sakazaki.
I didn't like super watch this one.
Britt Baker got pyro.
I know that. I did see that.
It wasn't bad. Yuka's actually really good. Mm-hmm. Back and forth match. Britt Baker's definitely working a heel style. Suzuki.
I thought she is a heel. What are you talking about?
She's starting to work more heel style, though.
Gotcha.
She's not like Charlotte, who's working like Charlotte, but just saying the fans smell.
The fans are smelly.
Fans smell. Yuka gets the pin, and Britt Baker, shocked, attacks her with the ring bell, and probably the lightest attack with the ring bell I've ever seen.
Knocks out her teeth. This is the thing I saw.
Well, she makes her like bite the bottom rope and then like curb stomps her on the rope. And then her tooth popped out. And then she like...
And that's not real, right?
No, it's real. And then she grabs that lockjaw and puts it on. There's fake blood coming from the... What would you grade that match?
I told you, I didn't get to really watch it, so...
I'd probably say like a B-. It's Britt Baker. Nothing special. Then we get the Elite, which is Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, Matt and Nick Jackson versus The Butcher, The Blade, and The Lucha Brothers with April's favorite, The Bunny.
The Bunny. She like kind of skips around the stage.
She hops.
That's not, yeah, that's whatever.
She, no, she doesn't. She walks, she's usually in like the heel is like the size of my pinky. Spiked high heels.
Those are horrendous.
This match was fucking crazy. Did you watch this?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, this match was crazy.
It was nuts. Mm-hmm. All the tag team moves. All the fucking high-flying action.
Yeah, this was wild.
Adam Page running wild, trying to get the pin. Yeah, essentially, Hangman Page gets in there, runs wild, killing everybody.
Won't let anybody in.
Will not tag in the Young Bucks. Lucha Bros gets Pentagon Jr. hits the package pile driver for the pin. Everyone's upset.
Everyone.
Matt and Nick are yelling at Hangman. Kenny Omega is trying to separate them. Hangman goes through the crowd and leaves.
So are they trying to make them like break up?
Who?
Page and
Omega?
Omega.
No. Not yet. Give it time. What would you grade that match?
It was an A.
Yeah. We get Tony Schiavone in the ring with Kenny Omega. He's going to start talking, and then Pac.
What is his name? Is it Pac? Pac?
So Kenny Omega's from Canada. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. They say things a lot different.
Because he said...
I think he said...
Pac,
and I say Pac. X-Pac.
Huh.
Because Pac was spelled the same.
Okay.
If you're an English major, go ahead and hit me up at steve@frankenculture.com on how we should pronounce Pac.
Well, I think it's just however he wants to pronounce it.
Oh my god, this dog. He's backstage and screaming at Kenny Omega, and is just Riho's back there and saying that, you know, there was supposed to be a contract signing and you obviously don't care about Michael Nakazawa. So, you know, I'm going to take this out on Riho.
And she's just like, meow.
And Kenny Omega's like, I'll give you the match. Just don't. And Pac says, I may be a bastard, but I'm not a beast. she is. And Nyla Rose attacks Riho and tries to powerbomb her through a table. But Riho is 20 pounds.
Yes.
Sit down.
Sprout is like a cat. He's like kneading his bed to get prepared for it. It's so stupid.
Fucking dogs. We get a really cool Darby Allin video where he tries to talk.
Right, which is that from fucking that movie?
No, I don't know. I've never seen the movie, but I don't think so.
I heard people say it's from the movie. No but idea. It's just a weird quinky dink because of SmackDown. Also doing like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Google if it's from it right now.
Darby Allin takes out a flamethrower and cooks the standee of Jericho and Sammy.
He's like, let me.
How am I even going to Google this?
Okay. You know what? You just Google. Is that video from. From that movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I think in that movie, Leonardo DiCaprio uses a flamethrower at one point. So maybe that's what they were talking about. He burned some Nazis. But I think that might be the only thing.
Okay.
We get a grudge match between Kip Sabian with Penelope Ford, another woman that April does not enjoy the looks of, versus Joey Janela. April, a big Joey Janela fan.
Big.
Switch was okay. I expected a little bit more out of Joey Janela, but I feel like they kind of rushed this match. Hopefully it turns into a little more craziness. I get some interference from Penelope. Tons of high impact moves, which are always enjoyable. At one point, Janela catches Sabian on a dive from the outside and fucking German suplexes him on the outside. It was awesome.
Yeah, I saw this one.
At one point, Penelope Ford's on the apron, gets knocked off by Joey Janela. Janela is looking, which gives Kip Sabian a chance to roll him up with the tights for a 1, 2, 3. April, what would you rate this match?
It's an A.
Excuse me, this is a C.
Really?
Yeah, I would say it's a C.
Why?
I expect more, I guess.
It was good for what it was.
Yeah.
Wow, what a diss.
We get an inner circle, kind of like promo, where the first words out of Jericho's mouth are, shut your ass.
Shut your ass?
Yeah.
What? Because
the interviewer walks up to him. He's like, shut your ass. And then he said, what kind of man stabs another man in the eye? Who would do that? And then Santana cuts a fucking awesome ass promo about, like,
see any of this.
Eye for an eye, and challenges Moxley to a match next week. So we get one of that. We get a really cool Dark Order promo, or like vignette, but it was designed as like a medication commercial, because it was like, do you get heartburn? And like, because I was like half listening, and then I realized it was a Dark Order guy, and then it was all about like joining the Dark Order. It was really cool.
And then you were like, I want to join.
Yeah, I've been trying to. They won't take me.
Wow.
Hangman Page is with an interviewer backstage, and the Young Bucks come up and they're like, why didn't you tag me? And Page says, I tried. And the Young Bucks say, if you're not careful, you're going to lose those titles next week. Because that match earlier with SCU, that was I don't think it was for a contender, but SCU is getting a rematch next week. And then Matt says, I was going to ask what your problem is, but I think I know. And he takes the beer out of Adam Page's hand. And then Adam Page just like lifts his hand up, and there's a giant beer pitcher in it that he starts drinking from. A plus.
Wow. Did not see any of that.
Dustin, we get a promo from Dustin where he talks about Cody getting the lashes and how he's just not looking forward to it.
Nobody's looking forward to
it. We literally just watched the lashings, What did you think of the lashings?
No, I mean, it's good, but it's just brutal to watch. I don't like watching real pain. Sucks. So you're trying to tell me that Brandi Rhodes is now, that none of that thing's even happening anymore.
Supposedly, the word is that the Nightmare Collective is no more.
So then why were they releasing those videos of her going to therapy?
I don't know. But also, like, being the elite, the, like, YouTube Young Buck show, involves a lot of, like, storylines and stuff of Dynamite, but they don't, like, ever show it or really talk about it. So there's, like, a disconnect, but maybe not. I don't know.
These aren't good enough answers for me.
I'm not part of the company. But, like, Kong, I guess, is filming GLOW again. And, like, we haven't seen anybody. I think that Mel chick was on an episode of Dark, but...
I thought GLOW was done.
I think this is the last season.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, the whipping was pretty outrageous.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking crazy.
I don't like to watch real whippings. More...
What was a better whipping? The strap match with Daniel Bryan or this?
I love Daniel Bryan. Don't make me choose. Better for a storyline purpose, this is better.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was the best Daniel Bryan Fiend match. Well, that was the best Fiend match. So that match was good.
Don't get me started on Fiend matches.
Are you going to watch the one with Goldberg?
No.
Goldberg.
During the whippings, a bunch of the heels come out to watch.
They're like,
Yeah, Arn Anderson comes out. Dustin comes out, begs MJF to hit him instead. MJF tells him to get out of the ring. Yeah, Bucks come out. And I only got two more. Cody goes through all 10. Took about like 15 minutes, 10 minutes. And after the 10, MJF just kicks him right in the balls. Wow, what a
diss. You're not going to bring out that Brandi Rhodes came out?
Oh, like, yeah, Brandi came out too. Yeah. She was the last one. Yep.
Bitch.
What would you grade that segment?
That was an A.
It was. Overall, what do you think of the show?
Well, I gave everything pretty good grades. I mean, like, I didn't watch two things, though. Or, like, at least I didn't watch the chick one. So I'm just going to rate it an A overall, what I saw.
Yeah. B for me. All right, April.
What?
So I took some time today. And I made a little game because we were talking about NXT last week.
Yeah, you said to pick real names and fake names, right?
Yeah. Because the names on NXT are fucking ridiculous. What was that?
That's my game noise. I'm also just so tired.
Okay, so I have three groups. Each one has one fake name, and you will have to figure out which one it is.
Go.
Do not cheat using your phone.
I'm not cheating. I was trying to find that whole Once Upon a Time in Hollywood if it was a thing.
The first group, we have Kushida, Buford Edlund, Jessamine Duke, and Tino Sabatelli.
Okay, so what are these, like, NXT UK people? Come on.
No. Main NXT people.
Repeat it again.
Kushida, Buford Edlund, Jessamine Duke, and Tino Sabatelli.
The second one.
Buford Edlund?
Yeah.
That's right.
That was, like, too weird.
Excuse me? Jessamine Duke?
I think I've heard that name.
That's the UFC chick.
That's a chick?
That's the chick we just watched play Until Dawn.
That's her name?
Yeah.
That's horrendous. That's her character name or her real name in real life?
That's her real name.
Oh, no. Alrighty.
All right. Group two.
That name sucks.
We have Zipper Sanders, Steve Cutler, Jackson Riker. Jackson is with an X. And Dexter Loomis.
Dexter.
That is a real NXT wrestler.
What is the wrong one?
Zipper Sanders is not a real name.
That one did sound ridiculous, but Dexter, come on.
I will show you a picture of him later. Okay. I think he came from TNA Impact Wrestling with a Dexter like gimmick, so I think they might have just leaned more into that. So he wants
to commit murder.
You're one and one. Tiebreaker. Here we go. Isaiah Swerve Scott.
That's a person.
Damn it. Raul Mendoza. Drip Culture. And Bronson Reed.
Okay, Bronson Reed's a person too. What were the other two?
Raul Mendoza, Mendoza and Drip Culture.
Drip Culture.
Damn it. You're right. Yeah, we talked about Swerve Scott before.
Yeah.
When
and Bronson Reed, I think I've heard. I'm the best. I win. I win nothing.
Dexter Loomis.
Dexter Loomis. I thought you were making fun of me because of Harry Potter, because of like Lumos.
That's a spell. And your love for... Yeah, so Samuel Shaw did wrestle on TNA, where he performed a very similar gimmick.
That's not his name.
That's him.
But didn't you say, what is his name, though? Dexter?
Dexter Loomis, yes.
So why'd you just call him Samuel?
Samuel Shaw is what he wrestled in TNA as.
Okay.
That's him. He doesn't wear a shirt.
Most people don't wear shirts. In wrestling, there are pants.
Put a goddamn shirt on.
A lot of people
on.
Had a lot of panties on this week.
Yeah, what was with that?
I don't know. Maybe it's hot when they were.
See, he's got an apron on.
Yeah. He's going to commit murder.
Oof. You could actually hear that.
SmackDown.
SmackDown. From February 7th, 2020.
Mm-hmm. 2020.
SmackDown starts off with the dirt sheet, which is The Miz and Morrison and their talk show. And this is where we get a Once Upon a Time in Hollywood parody featuring Miz's dad, Miz, John Morrison. Lance fucking Storm shows up.
Yeah, you were very excited. You kept saying it.
Lance Storm is amazing, April. If I should make you watch some Lance Storm before they close the network down or whatever the fuck they're gonna do. So it's a whole thing about how they're gonna beat New Day at Super Show. New Day comes out clapping with tubs of popcorn.
Yeah.
And then Miz and Morrison talk about how they've like beaten all the teams in SmackDown, blah, blah, blah. And that brings out April's favorite, Usos, who just are screaming their way down.
Why are they, like, so, like, thug with it? Like, I don't understand.
Thug life, baby. Uso Penitentiary.
I miss when they had, like, painted faces or whatever.
Down since day one-ish.
Yeah, I don't like it. All right, go ahead.
And then they get attacked by Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Dolph Ziggler doing his Chris Jericho cosplay, leather jacket and fedora.
It doesn't work.
Dolph Ziggler.
What are you doing, Dolph?
I saw something that Dolph Ziggler has sex for like 7 hours. Yeah, that was what like I was greeted with when I opened up Twitter today.
He hooks up for that long?
I guess. Is that enjoyable for anybody?
Maybe for him.
So, first match of the night is Ziggler and Roode. What were we calling them? Rudolph. Thank you. Versus the Usos. Robert Roode back in tights or in panties. Ditch the pants. Oh, this was your typical Usos match. One of them, you know, fucking gets the heat.
Is this feud ever gonna stop?
No, none of it's gonna fucking stop, April. As we found out.
You're very excited.
Usos hit a double super kick and a splash to pin Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler losers. There's gonna be a four-way women's match tonight. So we see Alexa Bliss just talking about that. Then we also get Baron Corbin rushing into a production truck.
Which Nikki was like hyping her for it, but like Nikki was like completely dolled up in makeup and just like wildly different looking. She didn't even come out. Why'd they even put makeup on her?
I meant to send you something the other day because she was talking about, it was like one of those backstage things that mm-hmm. they only put like on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm the sexy, sultry Scottish lass. I was like, April needs to see this because they're like, I think she says, oh, my tits are out again and like zips up her top.
Oh my God.
Yeah. National treasure. Baron Corbin attacks somebody in the production truck.
Yeah, it kills him.
Throws this guy down the stairs.
On camera.
He like does a throw and like the camera stays in the truck and then like moves out and then to give the guy enough time to like run down the stairs and like
to like lay slow down.
Lay slowly on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, what would you grade that first match?
C.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, where were you to call me out on that one? No one cares about SmackDown.
That's not true. I just read it had high ratings.
Well, oh, they should have with fucking all those commercials for Super Bowl. I'm hungry.
No, that's not what I said.
Then we get... oh, God.
What?
We get Elias. We get Elias out. Singing a song. Thankfully, Sami Zayn and Cesaro come out to interrupt because it is a match. Cesaro versus Elias. April still says that she has never seen Elias wrestle.
I still don't believe it.
She's seen it live. It's a Cesaro match, so it's good.
But Cesaro just keeps getting clowned on.
It's a fucking joke, yeah. Elias, like...
Like, I can't even remember the last time Cesaro won.
No, I couldn't.
Was he with Sheamus?
It could quite possibly be. yeah. Elias gets clothesline, gets his diving elbow, and pins fucking Cesaro. Wow. D. What would you grade that?
It was a C for Cesaro.
We get Baron Corbin coming out to the ring to bitch. He wants another match against Roman Reigns.
Wait, didn't like Braun Strowman and shit come out for that or no?
No, not yet.
Oh, never mind.
He fucking pours water on a fan with who has a red Solo cup. What?
Pick your plant. Because he has a Roman Reigns shirt on.
Pick your fucking plants better.
Copycatting AEW a lot.
It's crazy. Roman comes out, beats the shit out of Corbin. Corbin beats feet through the crowd. And then Roman says he wants one more match. We'll have another match in a steel cage.
Which okay.
is exactly what Cody and Wardlow are doing as well. So we had them do a strap match. And then we're having them do a cage match. They're just copying Cody.
Copycats.
Oh, the biggest news of the night was that Goldberg was returning to SmackDown. What they didn't tell you was Goldberg was returning via satellite to SmackDown.
Yeah, that was whack.
It was very whack. Like
Goldberg was going to be there.
Yeah. Couldn't fucking splurge.
And then you're like, that's literally his garage.
Yeah, it was. Like, and then he was sitting on like a fucking Bowflex.
Yeah, he's like, this is my workout then.
This is where I do my workout. I get my pump in. He's just talking about...
So he didn't make his return.
I wouldn't count that as a return.
That was a lie.
His whole promo is interrupted by Bray Wyatt, who's...
We're really glad that...
No, it was breaking news. It was breaking Firefly news.
Breaking news.
And he had like a tie on.
He does. He's like a telecaster.
Yeah. Goldberg challenged Bray. Bray accepted. And then Goldberg was just like, you're not going to intimidate me.
And I was like, damn, maybe his kids are home.
That's too much hard out.
You're in your own house. Calm down.
And then Bray Wyatt is just like, well, that wasn't nice. Dade O'Brien's backstage in his locker room, and who shows up but Slater Gator, baby. We haven't seen Heath Slater on TV in a year, I would say.
Oh, man, and I was telling you, he's looking a little...
April was.
Looking a little doughy.
April was ruthless.
He was not even wanting to take off his shirt.
Slater is just like, man, yeah, did you see that Bray Wyatt stuff? That's crazy. Like, are you okay? Like, he whooped the shit out of you. And Daniel Bryan's like...
So irritated.
We're going to have a match in the ring.
He's like, to shut you the fuck up, get to the ring.
And if I'm Heath Slater, I'd be like, a televised match? Hell yeah. Okay, I don't care if I'm going to lose. Daniel Bryan just decimates Heath Slater in a fairly quick match. Keeps hitting him with those, like, fucking... those kicks to the face where you hold your arms.
Yeah.
And then puts him in the lapel lock where... Heath Slater is essentially knocked out. Doesn't even have the energy to tap. Very interesting to see where this goes. Is he going to turn heel again? Hopefully not, because we have an abundance of heels and no faces that people actually care about. What would you grade that squash match?
It was great. It was an A+.
What would you grade that match, April?
It was like a C.
Thank you. I'm not going to sit here and have you give a Heath Slater match an A+. We have integrity. It was a C+. Now Braun Strowman's out.
Oh.
With an interview with Renee Young.
Yeah, what the fuck? Why is Renee there?
I don't know, April.
Renee's like, God damn it, why am I here?
I just want to be home. That's all I want to do.
We're just talking for her.
I want to go. I think she was at the World's Largest Swap Meet today.
You're a stalker.
Does she post it on fucking Instagram? Mm. She bought a record.
A record.
Nakamura and Sami Zayn come out. And they're like, you should watch your back. And then Revival come and attack Braun Strowman from behind. Braun Strowman then just beats everybody up.
Oh, choo-choo.
Yeah, it's the choo-choo to everybody on the outside.
Choo-choo.
Just
beating the shit.
Beating the literal shit out of everyone.
And he's like, I have a singles title now. I'm so happy, yippee dippy.
Yeah. I've never had a singles title. Get this singles title. Braun Strowman did an Instagram live. And it was very boring.
Okay.
We get Otis and Tucker preparing for Otis's date. Which is,
this was great.
There's a slow motion workout montage of him like jumping rope, which we both said like we couldn't do.
I said that's impressive.
Yeah, he was fucking doing a really good job.
I feel like I always stop the rope at my feet. Like I just don't know how to like coordinate the time with the jump rope.
We get him trying on different shirts, one of which is a Mandy Rose shirt, and then he comes out in a suit coat and Tucker rips off the arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a practice dinner where he goes to pick the steak up with his hands, but Tucker's like, no, no, you gotta use silverware. And then Otis stands up and his belly just knocks the whole fucking table over.
And then they're like, you're ready.
I'm ready.
I was like, I don't think you're ready, dude.
Mandy Rose wasn't even on the show.
She has to, remember she said she was busy, she had plans.
I wonder what those plans were. We're gonna find out.
No.
We're gonna find out.
I don't want her to hurt his feelings.
Apollo Crews makes his SmackDown return. Huge news.
He had
no entrance.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yes.
Was he making a return?
Where has he been? I feel like the only time anybody talks about him is us when we go over the fucking roster for SmackDown.
I feel like he's part of the Kookies, the 24/7 Kooks, right? No?
I mean, he might have been, but 24/7's on Raw now. Your champion's Mojo.
Mm.
Pray for Mojo.
Why do I ever have to see that guy?
It was a fucking nothing match. Sheamus squashes Apollo Crews, beats him. Then Shorty G comes out.
Aww.
And then gets beat up by fucking Sheamus.
Why?
What are we doing?
Why are we seeing Shorty G look like a 12-year-old kid?
F. What would you grade that match?
That's a D. I mean, come on. They put some effort into it.
Did they? They couldn't even give Apollo Crews a fucking entrance. Give him an effort.
Shorty G is still wearing Lakers colors. That's why it's a D.
Somebody said that he looks like he's a contestant on the show Guts.
He fucking totally does. Why are they making him such a joke?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Do they think that Shorty G is a good name?
It's getting over.
It's not.
It's not. And you know what really pisses me off? Is I looked up that fucking shirt to show you, and then WWE emails me like once a week, like, hey, we know you looked at this. You sure you don't want to buy it?
I'm going to buy you that shirt.
Don't.
And I think you should represent short people.
The fucking like same thing. I was trying to look up new gym bags, because that's where I got the KO one from. They have no gym bags anymore. But then it was emailing me like, hey, check these out. And it was like a Seth Rollins, a Rousey one, and something else. And I would click on it, and it would be like out of stock. Like, what the fuck? Why are you sending this to me?
So stupid.
Get your shit together. Shop WWE.com. Main event is the women's four-way match, fatal four-way. We get Alexa Bliss, Dana Brooke, Carmella, and Naomi. In Naomi's first match back, right? She didn't have a match last week. She just came out for that promo with Bayley. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And that cool mask.
That mask is cool.
Dana Brooks at one point just disappears from the match. Nowhere to be found.
She's a magician.
Naomi and Alexa go back and forth. And that was really good. Mm-hmm. We both commented that they were working very well together.
Naomi's just good.
Yeah.
I feel like
no ring rust at all. It's crazy.
All women. She's always been just really good.
Yeah, well, she's super athletic.
Steve was super happy with
Naomi hits the rear view on Alexa. Carmella runs in and steals the pin. She pins fucking Naomi.
Yeah, it was so fucking stupid.
The returning star, Naomi. After she wins, she looks very happy, and then Bayley runs in and attacks her.
And she's so happy.
They show it twice.
Why are you
and
still Carmella, smiling?
And Carmella has a big smile on her face as Bayley's picking her up to drive her face to the mat. Mm-mm. What would you grade that match?
I just want to give like the part with Alexa and like Naomi good, and then everything else dumb. Can I do that?
Yes.
So a B and then a D. BD.
BD Wong. I will give that match a C.
I guess I could just give it a C and just combine the two.
They haven't told us where Carmella is getting a title shot at.
Yeah, like what the fuck was that even for?
I reckon that it's at Elimination Chamber. But no idea. Overall,
if Carmella wins the title, I'll be so irritated.
There's no way she's going to win that fucking title. They probably just don't know what to fucking do. They probably don't want to do Naomi yet. And like, they almost need like a women's Intercontinental champion or something like that. They need like
they don't
a
have
second
women.
But they do. Like, but you just can't have all of them always going for the fucking title. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I mean, the tag titles aren't being defended right now.
Yeah.
Goddamn Kabuki Warriors.
The fuck are you, Asuka? You just too busy eating in Vegas? I'm hungry.
Going to CBS. Loving CBS.
She's like, I bought makeup. Okay.
Overall, I would say that show was a C minus.
I would give it a C.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
Goldberg. Goldberg.
Yeah.
That's all my thoughts.
Let's see if
I lost. Stupid Josh beat me.
See what they have announced for next week's. Nothing. We get the Santana and Moxley. They're fighting. And that's all I know. Mm-hmm. That's all I can remember.
Okay, wait, what is it?
Oh, I think we get the Iron Man match between Pac and Kenny Omega next week. And that'll be a 30-minute Iron Man match. So this next week's AEW show should be pretty good. And then we're closing in on the pay-per-view. Pay-per-view is just a couple weeks away. Mm. Tickets for the Vegas show go on sale next Friday.
Who are you? Really?
Yeah. I texted you that.
Shit.
I know.
Shit.
110%. You got any other closing remarks aside from a Goldberg chant?
Oh, no. I mean, AEW was the better show this week. SmackDown is just the same. You were so excited that Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin are fighting again.
It's so fucking stupid. It makes zero fucking sense.
You were clapping.
Super Showdown, which is great because I'm not going to watch that garbage anyway. Mm. You know what really angers me is you don't even have to fucking watch Raw anymore because you're in school.
I'm in class.
So I watch fucking Raw.
I'm in class.
And I hate it the whole time I'm watching it.
You're happy.
And I go, why am I doing this?
I watch it for about 30 minutes.
April's not here. Why am I doing this?
You just love to torture yourself.
It's the fucking worst.
It is pretty bad. But
Ruby Riott came back on Monday. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. She, of course, beat up Liv Morgan.
She attacked Liv Morgan.
So dumb.
We got no Rusev.
No Rusev. Rusev, where are you?
And we got Bobby Lashley in the main event.
So, okay. What I don't understand is they made this big deal about they got married. But then now they're not even coming out together?
Well, Lana had that match. And Bobby Lashley is a manager. You need a manager's license.
What?
That used to be an old gimmick. You need a manager's license to manage.
This is so dumb.
And Lana, licking the wounds from her loss, didn't come off with Bobby Lashley.
Whatever. Alrighty. Well, that's so stupid.
So Super Showdown, we have
Goldberg.
Goldberg versus Bray.
Goldberg.
Brock versus Ricochet. New Day versus Miz.
Daniel Bryan won't go out there, right?
No. No Daniel Bryan. No Cena.
Oh, but Cena's gone.
Who else?
Cena's doing all these commercials and making these movies, and he's in Fast 9.
Fast
9?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm sure we'll He's get Vin like
Diesel's brother.
It's all about family. It's all about drinking Coronas.
If they're not drinking Coronas in this movie,
I'm fucking out.
I am
party done. Bus. Ludicrous. For April, for Steve, this has been the Frankensteiner Podcast, Dynamite SmackDown. Remember to like and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. And follow our main page, Frankensteiner, or Jesus, Frankenculture, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, where I post all sorts of crazy fun stuff. Bye.
Bye.